Listen to a conversation between two students.
I think you would have enjoyed my geology class this morning.
Don't bet on it. I've never cared much about rocks.
But you do care about dinosaurs, I recall. And today we discussed the geological evidence about what may have killed off the dinosaurs, at least here in North America.
Oh, sure. They got hit by a comet or something, I think.
Well, yeah. About 60 million years ago, a huge comet did crash into Earth down near Mexico, and it plowed out this enormous crater over 100 miles across.
And that's what wiped out the dinosaurs, right?
Well, it wasn't exactly the impact itself, but what happened right afterward. You see, researchers figured out from the shape of the crater that the comet must have been coming in pretty low across the Atlantic. And so right after the impact, a huge cloud of fiery vapor must have swept clear across North America, all in just a few minutes. And that's what probably killed off not just the dinosaurs, but a lot of different species of plants and animals.
Amazing.
Yeah. And even 2,000 miles from the impact, plants would have been bursting into flames.
And a fire that intense must have destroyed just about everything.
Well, above ground, anyway.
Above ground? Say, I wonder if that explains why the dinosaurs all disappeared, but some other animals, like maybe small mammals living underground, managed to survive.
Makes sense. Anyhow, later on, the tons of dust that were thrown way up into the atmosphere may have caused some global climate change. So eventually, the comet probably affected plant and animal species all around the world, but nowhere as much as in North America.